This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, who's our next guest?
Helen Simonson. Now, she is from Series Mania. She also is the head of Acme X, and she's in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. So give us your story.
Oh, so I've been working at Acme for a while and I...
How long?
Well, maybe I don't want to say how long.
Oh, okay.
But I've loved every minute of it. Let's say that. I've been working in public programs and more recently looking after a co-working space that Acme's opened up to its industry. And doing some accelerators and some other industry programs. And, of course, Series Mania is one of those industry programs.
Right, okay. What do you mean by industry programs?
So Acme is a museum that covers film, television, video and screen-based art. Uh-huh. So we connect public to industry and education's also an important audience for us. So when we talk about industry, we're, you know, either directly working with our industry mm-hmm. or we create programs for public that give insights into how content's made, you know, the kind of the process behind.
Yep. Now, I'm so interested what you're here today to talk about. It's called Series Mania Melbourne, which you think, what's that all about? But the world's premier festival of TV.
It is. So Series Mania originated in Paris. Mm-hmm. It's ninth year this year. Mm. And it's an interesting festival because it brings public and industry together to see the first two episodes of TV, a series that hasn't been screened before. So they do lots of premieres. And then they follow that with a curator talk or a Q&A with the creative teams.
Right.
And it's just a huge festival.
And right. And are these the pilots? Is that what sort
no,
of what
they
are? No,
not necessarily pilots. They're just literally a TV series that is about to screen.
Right, okay.
And people get a chance to see it in a cinema environment and get to hear about it. So it's that sort of insider look.
Right.
Which is okay. What's become, you know, because with the rise of Netflix and Stan and all of that kind of thing, these series, television series are becoming cinematic experiences.
Entirely.
Well, Game of Thrones
yeah,
alone.
Absolutely. You know,
but then back in the early days, and HBO it was the leader of it all, wasn't it? Which I'm sure you know more than us. And Sex and the City. Which is a series that has just, you know, like it's crazy stuff where people actually do, you know, like PhDs on Sex and the City.
That's right. There's a lot of really interesting academic discourse around contemporary culture generally. Mm. And so television is so crucial to that contemporary culture that it's not uncommon for people to be really focused on particular kind of groundbreaking series.
Yeah.
We started Series Mania in Melbourne last year and we had Vince Gilligan from Breaking Bad come and join us.
Awesome.
To talk about, you know, such a extraordinary long-running series and how he crafted that so deftly and how many sort of prequels with Better Call Saul was, you know, born out of that particular series. And this year we're starring Patrick Melrose and we have the writer David Nichols and Hugo Weaving to talk about that pretty extraordinary TV series.
Hugo who? I'm joking, of course.
But the interesting thing about it is that, you know, as John said, is that with Netflix and places like that are now taking, you know, like the art form of the series to another level. But the commercial stations are falling behind a lot because all they're concentrating on is silly reality shows, which is not really achieving anything and letting the average person down if you can't, you know, like, or can't afford to or don't want to invest in, you know, like, paying for the series.
That's true. But, you know, I can see that you look at something like SBS On Demand and see what they've been able to do recently, and it's fantastic. And ABC have just literally in July had a kind of drama binge month that's had great things like Mystery Road and Killing Eve, to name a few. So, you know, everyone's stepping up because the streaming platforms are putting the pressure on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm still a bit old school in the respect that I have cable, and you know, like, and I hang out for the different series that comes along through there, and some of them, you know, like, are great, and others, you watch two or three episodes and then
and
let them
go.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and that's kind of what people are doing, and you know, it's interesting. About that slow burn TV, there are a couple of great series where you actually have to commit a bit of time,
yep,
and it takes a little while, and then, you know, they're slow burns and they're fantastic.
Yep.
But it is also interesting to watch television in the cinema environment, and that's what the festival's about as well.
Okay.
And as you both mentioned, TV has become so cinematic that it is a fantastic medium to watch on the big screen as much as it
Do you think that might be where we're headed? You know, that they'll show a series of, I don't know, Game of Thrones in the cinema as an event?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Isn't it happening now, though?
Yes.
You know, like,
okay.
And I think there was, I don't think it was the series, but Netflix is showing, one of the others, are showing a film or a TV series. I think it's a film that they've got, and it's on the same weekend. You can go to the cinema and watch it.
Yeah. It is a real move. And I guess if you're making content that is so cinematic, it deserves a big screen viewing, and there's no doubt that the work that is happening is, you know, really incredibly cinematic. But it's also, we've got so sophisticated in our viewing, there's just these really interesting collapsing of genres too, and, you know, just playing, and also that idea of characters developed over time is really interesting, and the kind of writing that it takes to do long form. And you see that great writers like David Nicholls is coming to Melbourne for our series Mania Melbourne, and he wrote One Day, which is sort of a modern classic, and adapted quite a few, you know, Shakespeare kind of classics to screen. And this time he's, you know, looking at the Edward St. Albans books with its Patrick Melrose, which is so harrowing, funny and intense, and he's managed to do that with such, you know, kind of humour and clever dialogue and recrafting. So you can see that actors and writers and directors are as keen to work in long form as they would be film years ago. You know,
And are we being left behind as being Australians in that series?
I don't think so at all. You know, in Series Mania in Paris last year, we had two Australian film a series in competition, and this
what
year
were they?
Mystery Road. So seven types of ambiguity, seven types of, and there was another one and I can't remember.
Was it Picnic at Hanging Rock? Was that last year?
That didn't screen last year.
Right.
No, but it, but this year Mystery Road made it into competition.
Okay.
So I think we're pretty strong. And you look at things like Safe Harbour last year and Mystery Road, I don't know if you've caught that yet, and that's just, you know, incredible performances.
Yep.
And we've got quite a lot of really good Australian content premiere. In fact, our opening night is Wrong Kind of Black, and that is a series that's been created by Princess Pictures and ABC, and it is this fantastic story of Monty Pryor, who sort of leaves Palm Island in the 60s and arrives in Melbourne 70s disco land and becomes a DJ.
Awesome!
Yeah, known as the Black Superman.
Oh, was it a true story? Or
yeah, it's a true story.
Oh,
it's his life. In fact, he is there with his family on opening night, and he's going to read us a poem.
Right.
And we have a lot of the actors that are starring in the show there as well, and director and producers having a conversation about, you know, making really important content like Wrong Kind of Black. And, you know, it's a comedy, but it's also a drama because it looks at our, you know, terrible history with racism. So all of that underpinning is there in the series and really important.
Yeah. But I also think, you know, like, as you said, there was Palace and ABC who jointly have done that one. And, you know, like, again, you know, the commercial stations really aren't putting their, you know, like, their toe in the water anywhere near as much as they should be, are they?
No, they're not. I mean, I think Foxtel's doing a really strong job in terms of Australian.
Mm. Yeah. Oh well, I class them very differently. Being, yeah. You know, like, I'm talking about, you know, like 7, 9, 10, for instance. You know, like who aren't really engaging in it. Foxtel are doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. In fact, we're getting to premiere and do a world premiere of the fighting season for Foxtel, and that's Goalpost Pictures, and so they did Clever Man and The Sapphires.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, a post-traumatic stress Afghanistan war story, and it's really potent and really great thematic and beautifully shot and a really interesting series. So, you know, I feel strongly that Australian TV is competing in a larger market, and we, in fact, run an industry day as part of Series Mania, and a lot of that conversation is about making the local global story, because how does that work? And, you know, because most producers and creators and commissioners need to sell their content internationally.
Yep. So of course.
There's that sort of global story, but you can make really local stories and they can be incredibly compelling globally.
I was working in America for a lot of last year, and I introduced a whole heap of people to Wentworth. And they, I mean, they were obsessed. We had to start at the beginning, you know, because I was up to season 5 or something.
I think it's about to do season 6.
Yeah, but I literally got about 10 people obsessed with this Australian series, which I was like, it is Australian, but it's not necessarily, you know, Australian-centric. It's a story of women set in a prison. It doesn't need to be Australian.
With Australian accents.
Yes, yeah. I know, but it wasn't like, oh, the gold rush or, you know, I think we've moved past that. You know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And you know, Orange is the New Black, you know, presumably has had some influence from things like Wentworth and the earlier version,
well,
Prisoner.
One of my American friends said, this is better than Orange is Black. And I was like, yes.
That's excellent that we're in a good state here in Australia then. Yeah. And with what you're doing, highlights what we're doing, but also shows what's going on a global front as well.
And, you know, if you think about it now, we speak about the series we're watching and following. I mean, that's
all
the conversation.
All the time.
That's entirely the conversation.
I can remember a few years back that everywhere, you know, like if you said winter is coming, everyone would turn around and would know what it meant.
It just goes into the lexicon.
Winter
is coming.
And I think too that what I love about television, you know, is that this series is that there are those ones that we learn a lot from, and you know, they are a real investment, but there's also great series on Netflix that are just guilty pleasure, you know.
Oh,
that,
totally.
Like I love
I like a little horror myself.
Yeah, there's that one about the Archie comics, I can't remember what it's called. Riverdale. Can't get enough of it.
Absolutely.
But it's just binge. I just watch it because it's easy to watch, and you know, but it's very cinematic and the budgets are huge, you know.
And it's interesting, that notion of binging, isn't it? And you know, but you watch now that there are quite a few series that are returning to not letting you binge and doing it week by week, if you've noticed that.
Yes. Yep.
So it's kind of returning.
I'm a non-binger.
Right.
Well, you're either a binger or you're not. Yeah. I agree. There are two types of people, or non-binge.
And I tape things in advance, but I watch one and then I go away and I will watch it 2 days later or whatever. But I'm like that with a book as well. I take forever to read a book because I put it down and walk away and think about it.
I just do that terrible thing of just one more episode. And it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And oh my goodness, I've just binged on that entirely.
Okay, so this is happening from the 19th to the 22nd of July.
It is indeed.
And of course it's where?
At Acme.
Right, okay. And what's it called again?
Series Mania.
Which is the world's premier festival of TV.
And can I say that most of it is for free? So there's occasional charge for a couple of the in conversations and the industry day, but most of it is about coming to the cinema, and you can just spend the weekend in the cinema watching fantastic TV from around the world and with amazing Q&As. Sometimes we're Skyping in, you know, producers and directors that have been involved.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah,
can you take in a coffee?
Totally. You can take in wine.
Oh, my God, I'm there.
Forget the coffee. It's wine.
So if you want more information, go to the Acme website, which is?
www.acme and then Series Mania and you'll find it.
Right, okay. Thanks so much, Helen, for coming in.
My pleasure.
You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.